Welcome to the latest episode of the Del Norte Credit Union Community Podcast. This episode dives into the essentials of home financing and provides you with the latest updates and insights to navigate the mortgage landscape with ease. First up, we'll hear from Eric Baldonado, Vice President of Community Relations, who will share some exciting news and developments at Del Norte Credit Union. Eric will enlighten us on member events like last month's Lego contest at the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association Home Show, and he will discuss how Del Norte Credit Union continues to lead in providing exceptional service and support to its members. Following Eric's updates, we'll transition to the heart of today's episode with Ralph Flores, Assistant Vice President of the DNCU Mortgage Division. Ralph will be guiding us through the latest in mortgage offerings, strategies for securing the best mortgage rates, and how DNCU is innovating to make home ownership more accessible than ever before. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance, Ralph's expertise is something you won't want to miss. So stay tuned as we delve into these topics designed to empower you with the knowledge to make informed decisions in your financial and home owning journey. We'll start with Eric Baldonado as he gives a shout out to the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association for last month's home show.
And I just want to send a shout out to Miles Conway and the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association for putting on a remarkable event. There was many vendors there, many attendees. Whether you're building or you're remodeling or you're wanting to do something to your home, there was many vendors there to support all those attendees. We were the proud sponsor of the Lego competition, which was a remarkable event. It's our 10-year anniversary doing that. And it gets bigger and better every year. This year we had over 150 kids participate over a two-day period. So remarkable event. And let me tell you, we have some future engineers in there. We have future contractors. I mean, they are remarkable. So we had ages 2 to all the way up to 12 years old compete. And these two-year-olds, let me tell you, they did a remarkable job.
Well, you know, I've seen this grow throughout the years. And 10 years, time flies by. My goodness.
It does.
It just seems like yesterday was the first year. But thanks to Del Norte Credit Union for making it such a fun activity that sparks the creativity and interest as our future, as you say, architects, builders, engineers.
Absolutely. And again, I wish I could throw a shout out to all those 150 kids and name them on the air today. But again, we're not able to do that. So I just want to throw a general shout out. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you, parents. And again, we look forward to you participating in 2025. It's hard to say that 2025, that
right.
we're almost into that year and we're almost done with the first quarter of 2024. So time has flown for us.
Time has flown. And what else do we want to share with our listening family?
Well, as we have said over the past couple podcasts, we're celebrating our 70th year this year.
70th year.
So it's exciting. And, you know, it's a celebration for us. And most importantly, a celebration for our members, for our community.
Thank you so much, Eric. I cannot believe 70 years. Congratulations. That says so much.
Absolutely.
And I have to tell you that, you know, you had introduced me to the new leader there at Del Norte Credit Union. And from everyone from him all the way to the frontline folks, such wonderful people, everybody just really wanting to help our community and great customer service and great products and services. And I would be remiss if I didn't send a shout out to mi amiga Linda Rodriguez Brandt, who is helping our business community. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't send a shout out to Connie and the Del Norte Love Foundation and everyone there at Del Norte. Thank you for what you do, Eric. I know all the community outreach that you do. Do you ever sleep?
I get a little bit of sleep in there. But again, I just want to throw a shout out to our mortgage division. And you're going to be talking to Mr. Ralph Flores today. And he's head of our mortgage area here in the Santa Fe market. And again, they're doing a remarkable job in our community and to those members and potential members out there. So I can't wait for you to hear and all the great things that are happening in our mortgage division.
Well, it's our distinct honor and privilege with that being said to welcome Ralph Flores, who's the Assistant Vice President of Mortgage there at Del Norte Credit Union. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
This is terrific. We have a chance to visit. I know housing is at the forefront of everyone's minds here in New Mexico, and certainly here in Santa Fe and here in the north. And we're going to get into all of these wonderful opportunities for people to be able to reach out to you, Ralph, and Del Norte Credit Union in just a moment. But let's get to have our familia, our radio listeners, know a little bit about yourself. Share a little bit about you.
Yeah, I've been born and raised here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I've been with Del Norte Credit Union for almost 8 years now. I've been in the mortgage industry for a little over 20 years. So seen a lot, done a lot. It's an interesting time we're living in right now.
So it's easy to say that you've been in the mortgage industry for 20 years. It's easy to say that you're an expert now. You're right? You're an expert.
In this industry, you try to be.
So folks, I have to say 20 years in the business gives us a lot of confidence to be able to know that the person we're talking to has, you've probably seen it all out there.
Seen a lot.
I've seen a lot. Yeah. Well, you know, this is great. I'm glad that you're here with us today because it's timely conversation. We've seen rates go up and rates go down, kind of a roller coaster this past year. What are some of your thoughts on this?
Right now, rates are a hot topic right now. Rates have come down a little bit from last year, but I feel that they're going to stay stable this mm-hmm. year. Right now, we're looking on a 30-year between 6.5%, 7%. I feel the way things are going right now, rates are going to stay like that through the year.
Everybody wants to know what's happening. You know, pull out the crystal ball or something like that and know what's going to happen. We obviously have seen rates in the 2% area, 3% area in our history. Not too distant history, like, you know, and then 3, 4, 5, and then shoot up. And people wondering, like, why do rates change the way they do?
Yeah.
And it all just depends on what the feds do, right?
Yeah, that's a part of it.
Part of it?
Mortgage rates are mainly attached to the bond market.
The bond market.
And the higher the bond market, the lower the interest rate. But what's been happening, we've heard that term inflation.
Inflation,
too much money chasing too little goods right now. And so that's what we're seeing in the market now. Inflation is still pretty high. And when inflation is high, investors tend not to purchase bonds.
Right.
And when that bond market is lower, mm-hmm. you can see interest rates high.
So by and large, all the information that we're seeing out of Wall Street is supports your conclusion that things are going to be stabilizing this year.
Yeah.
And so with that stabilization, we can be a little bit more predictable as either home buyers or home sellers as what's going to happen.
Yeah, for the country for the most part. But here in Santa Fe, Santa Fe is just a hot market right now.
I mean, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at recent data from last month, from February, from the MLS. I mean, they were showing or stating they had 111 homes that were sold last month. 54 were sold within 30 days. 25% of those homes are sold between 30 and 90 days. That's amazing. That's very amazing. Santa Fe is a hot market, and whatever the case it may be, for it to be a hot market, people moving in from the West Coast, the Northwest, moving into Santa Fe because they love the beauty, obtaining jobs. We know one of the highest job makers is Lanel, and them hiring a lot of individuals, and then our medical field, those coming on in and looking for homes. And then also, too, with the new generation coming up, they're wanting that home ownership. So Santa Fe's really hot right now with sales.
Demand being high, mm-hmm. assuming that it's still a seller's market.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we obviously have seen the prices of homes, and so, you know, the need for access to good rates is paramount.
Yeah.
which is great that people can call you and talk to you about their needs for their homes. You know, tell us a little bit about you know, credit scores. When people are looking at wanting to buy a home, there are a few things that we probably need to do to get ourselves ready to maybe put ourselves in that best possible position to purchase a home. What advice do you have for people out there? And talk a little bit about why credit scores are so important.
Yeah, so credit scores help a lender, help a mortgage company dictate risk. How big of a risk are you? A credit score tells us, do you pay your loan on time? It tells us, are you late? Have you been late? Have you had a collection? Are you maxed out on your credit? Or have you even established credit? The lower the score, the higher the risk you are as someone who comes in for a loan. It's kind of like, I hate saying it like this, but it's kind of like life insurance. The more comorbidities you have, the higher premium you will pay. And that's the same way with your credit life. The more comorbidities that you have, the lower your score, the higher the interest rate you will have.
Well, I ask that because, and you say it so well there, when we want to have a mortgage, a monthly mortgage that we're able to pay, mm-hmm. But also balance our family's checkbook, if you will. We have expenses outside of our mortgage being the biggest expense, yeah, for sure. But there's all sorts of needs that households need. So being able to try to get into as best a rate as people could do to save on that monthly mortgage is so paramount.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you talked about the importance of that credit score, because it does let people know how big a risk you might be.
Yeah.
So if you have, obviously, and let's just kind of, the higher the credit risk you are,
yeah,
the higher the mortgage rate's going to be, right?
Correct.
Which means the higher your monthly
payment's
going to be.
Could be.
So if you want your mortgage to be as low as you can get it,
you want the higher credit score.
So we have to take steps to improve our credit score.
That is correct. Pay on time. Have at least 2 to 3 open lines of credit. Now, they don't have to be maxed out, but showing that you have established some sort of credit. So when you go into a lender, they pull your credit, they can see that you have a good credit history, paying on time and so forth.
And on the other side of that coin, if you do have good credit and you have been doing well, then you're going to have access to a better insurance.
You're going to have a better
mortgage rate.
Easier time to get approved for the loan and for a better rate.
There are folks out there that are looking to purchase their first home. And in addition to the credit scores, what steps can you share that could help them get started?
Yeah, so the very first step we got to do, anyone does, is we got to analyze why we're going to do what we're going to do. Why do I want to buy a home? Do I want to buy a home to stop renting? People say, I want to stop throwing my money away. But there's a big responsibility in purchasing a home. So it's looking at that, maybe bettering yourself and your family situation. That's a reason. Or you want an investment property. And so when you look at these things, you got to really analyze why you want to purchase the house, and be ready for that opportunity. Be ready to move forward on it. So when we have someone come in to pre-qualify, We try to qualify them, or we do credit counseling. We go over these things with them. And the number one thing that we ask is a down payment. Do you have something saved for a down payment? Normally on conventional financing, it's 3.5%. Now, many don't have that. We know the time that we're living in. It's tough. And so there's agencies here in town that can help out with first-time home buyer programs, down payment assistance, and we work with them. And so we sit down, we look at what you would be able to qualify for, and we do that. We get you qualified for a purchase price and loan amount. And then at that point, we give you the letter, a letter, a pre-qualification letter, and that's when you find a realtor and you go out and see what you want to buy.
I don't think it's any stretch to say that we have seen rental prices in Santa Fe be or even higher than what a mortgage could be. Yeah. Rent's expensive,
yep.
Many thousands of dollars every month. And so want to encourage folks to say, do the assessment for your home and for your family. But if you want to, if you're going to be spending that kind of money every month on housing anyway, you might as well own something.
Yeah.
You might as well try to create some of that generational wealth that you can pass on to your kids.
Yep.
So give Ralph a call and visit with Ralph. And Ralph, we're going to be giving this number a few times, but what's the number for folks to be able to contact you?
You can contact me at 455-5123, area code 505. Again, 455-5123. That's my direct line. I can route your call to any one of our mortgage professionals or mortgage officers. We have an officer in Los Alamos and three other officers here in town that can help cover the Española area, Rio Rancho area, and Santa Fe.
I understand that many of these times in our lives when we're looking at something of this magnitude could be a bit stressful. It could be a bit worrisome. Whether or not we are able to qualify or to get into a home. But I've known you for quite some time now, Ralph, and I know that you are a wonderful person, and your group there at Del Norte Credit Union are such wonderful people that they can help put people at feel comfortable going through this process, and that you'll help guide them every step of the way to be able to like steer them in the right direction. And so we want to encourage you folks to reach out to Ralph and his team at 505-455-5123. And we really appreciate you being able to help guide our community. What are some of the current loan promotions that you're offering there at Del Norte Credit Union?
Yeah, right now, one of our most popular are our second mortgage. Our second mortgages, our fixed rate second mortgages, fixed 10-year, fixed 15-year, or our standard home equity line of credit. It's really hot right now. We can finance up to $50,000, no appraisal, no fee. We just qualify you on your credit score and your debt to income. Since there's no appraisal that's required, just lend up to the $50,000. And we have a lot of individuals that are looking for home improvement, looking into solar panels, upgrading their system to green energy, tankless water heaters, whatever you want. But it doesn't have to necessarily be home improvement. It can be for other investments, paying for a wedding, things like that. That's what that second mortgage can do, and a lot of individuals are taking advantage of it.
You know, having different life things that just pop up like that. Yeah. Surprise! So-and-so's getting married.
It's a quinceañera.
You need to be able to have something.
Yeah.
And so knowing that you have this opportunity for a second mortgage, but you had talked about, and I want to expand on that, a great use for the second mortgage would be to invest in solar if you're able to.
Yeah.
That is something that would pay dividends in the long term. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, I know folks that have invested in solar where they don't even have to pay their utility bill. As a matter of fact, they get a check back.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the energy that they create.
Get a credit at the end of the year.
Get a credit.
Yeah.
So that was a real, see, when you talk to Ralph, you find out some really smart things that you could do with the second mortgage here. So you're saying you can finance up to $50,000 with no appraisal, no fee, based on your credit score. And going back to why it's so important, because if you're not a risk and you're someone that can pay those monthly payments, yeah, you are an attractive candidate to be able to get these second mortgages.
Correct.
Very cool. Oh, I love that. See, learning all sorts of stuff today, Eric.
Absolutely.
Man. Now, why should individuals and businesses consider banking with Dunarte Credit Union?
Well, it's an old cliche because we're local. But the reason why that's so pertinent that we're local, that you want to bank with us when it comes to mortgages, is because we keep your loans local. Many brokers may sell your mortgage loan on the secondary market. So there are cases where even before your first payment, it's sold off to another company, that mortgage. With DNCU, we keep all our mortgages in-house. So if you have any issues, any problems, because it's a mortgage loan, these things will come up. You come talk to us, and we will help alleviate the issue and work with you on that. And that's what it truly means to be local.
I love the fact that you are local. I have had the experience where I've had a mortgage where all of a sudden it sold, and it's like I don't even know. They didn't even tell me they sold it. And then all of a sudden there's this new mortgage company in the picture, and then they sold it. And then and then you're dealing with these people from out of state. You have no idea who they are.
Who do I pay?
Exactly. So being able to, you know, we're going to come see you next week, girl. We're going to get this refinanced, because having the local, it matters.
Yeah.
Being local.
Yeah.
Not only for the convenience of being able to bank with someone locally and to pay our mortgage here locally, but you employ people locally.
Absolutely.
You're investing in our community locally. You're on this program to help educate and inform our community to be able to, you know, take advantage of these opportunities. So that's why it matters to be local. And thank you. I'm glad that you made that clarification. That at Dunarte Credit Union, you don't sell your mortgages on the secondary market. You keep them in-house.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you have a quinceañera coming up.
And we don't want to forget, we're a 70-year-old strong organization.
Right.
You know, we've been improving lives for 70 years. Yeah. So, again, that's a big deal.
And you have some hot rates for CDs.
Oh, my gosh. We sure do.
I mean, you know, I've looked around. They are the hottest probably that I've seen in town.
I'm glad you said that. 5.13 annual percentage yield for an 8-month CD and 5.65 annual percentage yield for a 13-month CD.
Yep,
I don't, so hot.
Yep, I don't think people will find better rates than that. Those are great CD rates. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. If you want to go where someone actually knows you too, it's nice in this day and age to be able to be called your first name. You know, when you walk in to make your mortgage payment or something like that, but having that sense of community, because, you know, when you have a secondary mortgage and you don't know who it is, you know, forget it. Let's give some contact information and then again to contact you, Ralph. And then I'm going to ask Eric for some more info for our folks out there celebrating 70 years. We're going to remind folks about that. But how can folks get in contact with your department?
They can contact me at 505-455-5123. Again, 455-5123. And that's my direct line. The main line to our mortgage department is 505-455-5228. But if you wanted to give me a call, I'd be able to direct you to the right lender for you.
Ralph Flores, our Assistant Vice President of Mortgage, thank you so much. And we really appreciate what you do. Get in touch with Ralph, and he'll put you in touch with any of their mortgage officers. And this is great. This is really good. Thank you. Really, really competitive rates as well, folks. When you're looking at getting your house mortgage there, follow those steps that Ralph talked about and go see him today.
And again, I just want to throw a shout out to Ralph's team. And again, I want to name them. You know, we have Gilbert Varela, Amanda, Mandy George, Ever Acosta, Thelma Rodriguez, and of course, our very own Ralph Flores. I mean, remarkable mortgage team out there. So please, please give us a call. And I don't want to forget to throw out our website. It's dncu.com.
Right.
A lot of information out there, and Ralph, you know, I think you have a specific page out there that, you know, people can go in there and review some of our products, correct?
Yep. Yeah, we each have our own webpage that you can read up on us lenders, and you can submit an application directly to us from that site.
Habla español también? Folks on your mortgage team?
Sí. Habla español.
Great. Yeah. Well, I know you have folks on your team.
And again, that's a good point, because we do. We have Ever Acosta and Thelma Rodriguez that speak fluent Spanish. And again, those individuals that aren't fluent in English, but, you know, primary language is Spanish, we have a team that, you know, can meet with you and speak the Spanish language. Yeah. So,
and we have our loan assistants that help us with mortgages that are bilingual as well. So,
fabulous.
It's good.
Well, Eric, when I listen to Ralph, it's no wonder DNCU is thriving 70 years and doing great things in our community. And just want to say thank you for that as well. Any final shout outs or words of, you know, that we want to share with our listening familia
I just, again, want to throw out a thank you to the community for supporting us for the last 70 years, to our membership. And you potential members, give us a call. You know, we'd love to hear from you, see how we can improve your life. And our main number at the credit union is 877-818-3628. That's 877-818-3628. No matter the question, whether it's a deposit, whether it's a mortgage, this line will be answered by a live individual locally, and they'll direct you to the correct department or individual to answer your questions.
We're going to be having lots of wonderful events with Del Norte Credit Union this summer. Yeah. Lots of exciting things happening. So stay tuned, folks, as we share them. I want to say thank you again to Eric Baldonado, Vice President, Community Relations, and thank you to our good friend Ralph Flores as well, Assistant Vice President of Mortgage. Thank you both, gentlemen, for all that you do for our community. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.